Blog Talk Radio.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, news they don't want you to know. Only on the Cosmic Horizons Radio Show, hosted by James Harp.
I would urge everyone, and that's one of my basic models, think for yourself, question authority with your friends, and particularly don't obey authority until you've thought it out and then you decide it that way.
There's nothing like a little bit of AC/DC to get things rolling on the Cosmic Horizon Show. I'd like to welcome all you listeners out there via the internet to the Cosmic Horizon Show. My name is James Harp, and we hope to uncover on this edition of the show some interesting facts that have come to light only on Cosmic Horizons Radio. I'd like to welcome our resident new guest, the conspiracy hunter, Fletcher McCoy. And we're going to talk about viruses, globalists, and a few turns in the dead-end road that we just might talk about, including what families are really controlling the government behind the government and what is their agenda. We all know there's an agenda somewhere, and that brings to mind an agenda called Agenda 21, which deals in depopulation. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you, our listeners out there, our local conspiracy hunter, Fletcher McCoy. Welcome, Fletcher.
Hi, James. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good in our bunker just north of Toronto. I've been off the air there for about a year, so I decided to come back and shed my light and my opinion on some of the worldly events that's happening, because little did I know that since I was in a bit of a hiatus, this viruses are really spreading across the globe, which originated in China. And today I heard that the global economy is being affected by this coronavirus, and it looks like it's part of this Agenda 21 depopulation program. Do you have any new evidence about this coronavirus? Because what I've learned that the influenza has killed a lot more people than this coronavirus, and I know it's a deadly disease. It's killed a couple of hundred people by now, but do you think that it's getting too much hype now? No virus can get enough hype, in my opinion, but do you think they've gone a little overboard with this coronavirus and not really paying attention to the secret killer of the influenza virus?
The hype is there, I think, for the exact reason. I have a suspicion that this is a hit on the global economy, because it's, like, so overblown and so overwhelmed. You're hearing official numbers from China, and then you're hearing the unofficial numbers from China that are like tenfold as well. And there's even debate as to when this virus started to outbreak. Some say it was just at the end of December. Some are saying that it has been around since the beginning of November. So the information that we're getting out of China is kind of suspect. But I also have a feeling that it's being overblown in order to affect the global economy put us into another possible recession.
Well, influenza, I got this information from USA Today. Influenza has already sickened at least 13 million Americans this winter, hospitalizing an astronomical 120,000 and killing 6,600, according to the CDC organization. And flu season hasn't even peaked yet. This is what a lot of people don't know from my information here. In a bad year, the flu kills up to 61,000 Americans. And worldwide, the flu causes up to 5 million cases of severe illness worldwide and kills up to 650,000 people every year, according to the World Health Organization. And yet, people, Americans and other countries, don't seem to be particularly concerned about the sneaking influenza virus that's really invaded us more than the coronavirus.
No, absolutely. I mean, we're all used to catching the flu and dealing with it. And, you know, I mean, we're sick for a couple of days, up to a week, and then we go on with our lives. There's no evidence that this coronavirus is instantly fatal or any more or any harder for us to fight with our immune system. So this big panic that's being spread throughout the world, I think, is a really big psychological game that's being played by the globalists. You see, for me, one of the tip-offs is that it comes at a time when Trump was being impeached. So as we all know now, it's pretty much rote that Trump is going to get off. So the Democrats have really lost a big game, the Democrats being the wing of the globalists. So they need, I feel, because of past epidemics that have been, we've had to deal with, that this is just another in a long line of epidemics to take away attention from events that the globalists don't want you to see.
And it's really interesting you mentioned it, I'll get to the globalists in a minute, but health officials worried that the new coronavirus could resemble, remember way back even in Toronto here, we had the SARS, which appeared suddenly again in China in 2002 and spread to 26 countries. Now, that SARS virus sickened 8,000 people and killed 774. But at the time, the U.S. dodged a bullet with this SARS virus, and only 8 Americans became affected, and none died from this SARS virus. And again, this SARS virus caused a global panic, lending people to shutter hotels, cancel flights, and close business, and affect the economy. So I can see how this coronavirus, even though it can be a very deadly virus, it's not as bad as the SARS virus or, as we were talking about, the influenza virus.
No, absolutely. And an interesting fact about the SARS virus, I believe there hasn't been a case of SARS reported since 2004. So shortly after that virus pandemic was all the rage around the world, suddenly it's gone. So, and you have that showing up with things like the Zika virus as well. Ooh, big panic. Boom, suddenly it's gone, right? The events are used in order to panic the world and to control nations. So I may be wrong. I may absolutely be wrong. I'm not saying that the coronavirus is fake or anything like that. Take precautions. If you get the snifflies, don't go to work. Stay home. Ride it out. You'll be fine. But I see this as a pattern. It's not just, oh, this virus popped up. It's like, oh, this virus popped up the same way as SARS. This virus popped up the same way as Zika. You know, so like it becomes this question of like the boy who cried wolf, you know. I'm kind of in this situation myself where I'm taking all the precautions in order to avoid people like I would with the flu on in when I'm out and about. But at the same rate, I'm not taking this virus to be as deadly or as menacing as they're making it out to be. So,
and you're right. And on December the 31st of 2019, just last year, that's when the first outbreak started. So, you know, it actually started one day before the new year, and it did happen. It did start in Wuhan, China. And so, well, we'll just keep that on the burners right now and see how this works out, which led me to my next thinking line about these inoculations and vaccines that we're supposed to get against influenza and other maybe man-made viruses. And could you tell the listeners out there what you've uncovered or what really in these vaccines? Because what I've uncovered, a lot of these vaccines contain mercury and formaldehyde, and that can't be good getting injected into your blood.
No, absolutely. For me, I would never put a vaccine into my body. A, I don't know exactly what's in there. B, it costs so much to develop a vaccine. There's no possible way that they could ever test all the side effects. They just do the bare minimum of testing. So even just from the view of the money line of what it takes in order to get a vaccine approved. There's just too many unknowns for me to take that chance, as well as mercury and formaldehyde in the vaccines as well. Vaccines have been cultured on aborted human fetuses, which kind of makes that a little bit freaky for me. I would never put that into my body knowingly, for sure, because as a result of being cultivated on these cells, there's junk DNA that is also made, has been found in these vaccines, and having random chunks of junk DNA will affect your DNA as well. So it's just, and you're also injecting these viruses directly into the bloodstream, which would never happen in nature. So you may build up antibodies to it, but I don't think that it's going to be a lasting solution. So I don't know. For me, vaccines are just a mess, and I would just stay away from them as far as possible, especially with something like the coronavirus, where they're going to develop this vaccine in a hurry. So you don't really know what's in the vaccines. Our bodies come with a very robust immune system that's designed to fight things like this. And my view is just sit back and let it fight them. And that keeps your immune system strong, and it creates, when your immune system creates antibodies to these viruses, they're lasting antibodies in your body for the viruses. So I say stay away from the vaccines and just let your body do its work.
Well, I got a solution to that. A good bottle of Jack Daniels, it'll just about fight anything known to man right about now.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had a friend of mine, we were doing work in a dirty basement, and she was from England, and she's like, every 2 hours, we have to take a shot of scotch in order to keep ourselves clean and have it kill all the bacteria as we're cleaning down there.
That worked for me. I don't know about you, but that sure as heck worked for me.
Absolutely, and so many good side effects from a nice shot every once in a while.
Well, we were just talking about what's inside the vaccines. I got this information from vaccines.government, and they admit that there's thermosol, as you mentioned, some sort of egg embryos, and formaldehyde, and aluminum. It says, of course, small amounts of aluminum can't hurt you, but vaccines with aluminum may just have only a very small amount of aluminum in them. But don't worry, that won't hurt you. Same as formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used to help produce a vaccine. Oh, but, of course, only very small amounts are left in the final product. It's not going to hurt you. The amount's so small that it's not dangerous. The thing is, they're telling you that they're putting all the stuff in the vaccines, but don't worry, only a small amount. It won't hurt you. It's like telling you, you can drink the Kool-Aid, you can drink the cyanide, but don't worry, that little bit of cyanide won't hurt you, but in the long run, it's going to kill you.
No, absolutely. All these little small amounts, it's always small amounts, right? But there are other sources that you encounter daily where unless you're aware of them, that adds to your aluminum load. Things like deodorant and other products that contain aluminum. It's like a death by a thousand cuts, you know? And aluminum has also been is being studied as a possible cause of Alzheimer's disease. And if you're loading your body with these chemicals, like little bit by little bit, I mean, today you won't get sick, but hey, who knows about when you're 70? Are you going to be sick then because of the toxic load that you've gained through your lives? A little bit, just a little bit, it's not bad for you. But you do that a lot, and then suddenly you have a lot, so... I say try to just keep these chemicals out of your body as much as possible.
And exactly when I see these vaccines, you should get Gardasil to prevent yourself from cervical cancer in young girls like under 15. You should get this kind of vaccine because this can do this or this can do that. But then when I see the side effects, could cause blindness, could cause dizziness, could cause bleeding of your ass or something like that, you know, in the worst scenario. why the hell would I take these things with all the side effects it could cause brain damage? Why would I take these so-called injections if it's going to cause me a bleeding ass or something like that?
Absolutely. And not only the bleeding ass, but often all of these vaccines, they'll say you may have the chance of getting the disease that you're trying to avoid. So,
yeah.
I mean, what kind of use is that? Because you are injecting live virus into your bloodstream. So the chances of you getting it are increased. So I just don't understand how we think we can get around nature by trying to, like, pump unknown chemicals into our bodies, you know? So, and vaccines are a huge moneymaker, right? So
yeah,
whenever there's money involved.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Whenever there's money involved, I'm suspect. Like, what's the quickest way to get rid of the scientific method is cash, right? I want the test to turn out this way, and you can have $1 billion. Or if the tests turn out this way, you get nothing. Which way is the test going to turn out? So this
well,
is
when
the big
we talk
problem
about,
that I have with the pharmaceuticals. Sorry.
Well, this whole thing falls in what you mentioned a little bit earlier, the globalists. And what I found out from thefrisky.com is that we only think there's three or four families that control the world, but there's over 10 families called, never mind the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and the Morgans. There's also the House of Saudi Arabia. There's also the Waltons, which control Walmart, and the House of Windsor, which, of course, is the royal family. But there's an unknown, which we don't know too much about. This family may have less than the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, but their impact is much bigger. Now, they're called the Baruch family, B-A-R-U-C-H. And the person who started it was called Bernard Baruch, and he was the guy who started this house, the House of Baruch. He was the advisor for 5 U.S. presidents and a dear friend of Sir Winston Churchill. Now, this fella, Bernard Baruch, was the man who came up with the term Cold War, and this is a whole interesting thing that really boggles my mind, and he kept in check the designs of the atomic bomb, and some people think that this Baruch was the one who produced the world government. Even though his family's hidden away, they continue to control the U.S. government. Now, then, again, there's a government behind the government, which a lot of people don't know, never mind the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, all these houses of Saudi Arabia, the Morgans, the Baruch family, the Waltons, and, of course, the royal family, the House of Windsor, and the Murdochs. They're still very predominant, the Murdochs, in actually controlling world events. And they're part of, I believe, the globalist agenda for depopulation.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of the Baruch family. That's very interesting. It's something that I'm definitely going to have to look into. Definitely, all the names that you can name are not the rulers of the world. They're keeping themselves well hidden behind this layer of, say, upper management.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting that you're tracking that down. I'd say keep on the trail and don't let that bone go, because there are definitely people who are behind the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all the globalists that you can name. And they're the ones who are pulling the strings, because where the safety is in the dark, right? So
yeah,
I would say definitely keep on that track. And I'd be very interested to hear what you find out.
Well, part of the globalists, as you mentioned, some of the, as you mentioned also, the few of the families that are involved in this globalist agenda, they sort of invented this Agenda 21, which was the United
mm-hmm.
Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs. The Vision for Sustainable Development was apparently developed as a means of resurrecting the world population to lessen environmental impact and archive and improve quality of life. Now, this Agenda 21 was approved by the United Nations, and one of their plan of action was to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizers of United Nations systems, governments, and major groups in every area in which humans have impact on the environment. And one of the human impacts on the environment was, of course, depopulation. And what way better to have depopulation? Well, you create a global epidemic. huge scale depopulation will be in no time at all. So it's very interesting as this virus come out, and unfortunately it's killed some people, but it could be part of the depopulation of this world government.
Absolutely. It's definitely one of their tools in their toolbox. I believe it was the Club of Rome that did a study in the 1970s to find out what the best way to depopulate the world would be. As no surprise, war would come in as number one, but disease and epidemics was definitely on the top at the top of the list as well. And you look, there are definitely cases that that are suspect that have happened over the years. Bear was persecuted, I think it was in the 90s, of distributing, of accidentally, in quotes, distributing the AIDS virus in a vaccine to Africa. And there's also been, I believe it was Bill Gates Foundation doing polio testing. I believe it was polio in Africa, where after everybody got all the vaccinations, it turns out that the women were sterilized. So, I mean, there's a lot of pointing to using disease and pandemics as weapons in order to decrease the population, because certainly that is a goal of theirs and a goal of Agenda 21. Because if you play out all the scenarios in Agenda 21, there's no more oil, there's no more electricity, we're back in the dark ages, and, you know, that alone will depopulate the world for sure. So there's definitely a big push for depopulation by the globalists, because now they've reached a level of technology where they don't need the world's population, and they can start to use automation and things like that in order to pull up the slack, as it were, in order to keep their society running. So,
and exactly, the according to this Agenda 21, so-called what conspiracy theorists think, that they're going to eradicate 95% of the population, but the 5% that are going to be saved will be probably selectively chosen from the elite and the wealthy. But for a lot of people who do wake up to this reality, they will be imprisoned in what they call FEMA camps. And FEMA camps are a thing that are available right now, and I just think they are bidding their time to actually initiate this FEMA crisis, this FEMA camp, which will be initiated during a crisis situation.
No, absolutely. The FEMA camps have been around forever. There's been a lot of decommissioned Walmarts that have been already converted and sitting around and waiting, I would almost want to say, for over a decade. There's been this ever-standing kind of specter of FEMA camps that have been around. There's been lots of footage of barbed-wired-up Walmarts down in the States with plastic bin coffins around. There's been lots of footage of that on the internet over the years. So it seems that there are these camps that are sitting and waiting for some sort of event to happen in order to cull the population for who knows what. Could be devious, could be to save us, but I don't know. I lean towards the devious situation, because it just doesn't make sense to have Walmart sitting around with barbed wire fences where the barbed wire is pointing in order to keep the people in. So it seems suspicious.
Excuse me. According to this website, this Closed TV, there are over 800 prison camps discovered in the U.S. Now, the whole thing is they are heavily guarded by the National Full Guard full-time, but are empty all the time. Now, these camps are being run by FEMA, which stands for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, should martial law take effect in the U.S. Not only will they be used for FEMA camps during some sort of virus or global epidemic, now they will be used to round up citizens should martial law take effect in the U.S., which is a simple order from whoever's the president at the time, say Donald Trump, martial law can be implemented, and he will remain president in the White House until it's all over. So there might be something happening during this impeachment of Trump if he declares martial law and they start rounding up people to put in these FEMA camps. That's just a wild out, what some people call conspiracy theorist view, but the thing is the FEMA camps are there now, and from the information I got from Disclosed TV, there's a lot of plastic coffins. Over 500,000 plastic coffins are stacked up outside FEMA concentration camps just in case something happens, like a global epidemic. And Alex Jones of InfoWars published such a report way back in 2008. So these things are here, and they're guarded by the National Guard full time.
They are absolutely here. I can't see anything coming out of the impeachment that would cause Trump to declare martial law. I'm not too worried about Trump when it comes to things like martial law or anything like that. The things that worry me is last week or the week before, a video came out of one of Bernie's supporters who is saying that anyone who isn't with them should be put into re-education camps. So, I mean, definitely there's talk about it out there. I haven't seen any from the Trump campaign, but that weirdness of an aide to Bernie Sanders speaking about that last week is just a reason why that Bernie should not ever get control of the government.
And the age factor has got a lot to do with it, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, quite frankly, it would come down to Bernie is pretty much clearly cut a communist, and it would be a race.
That's a pretty broad statement to say, Fletcher. I don't know if we can say that on air. You're kind of categorizing people like that. So
I apologize. His actions.
I gotta put a disclaimer up because the statement does not reflect the views of Blog Talk Radio, Cosmic Horizons Radio. It's just the view of the. Of my guests, so I just wanted to put that up just in case any people get upset and write me all sorts of email letters.
Absolutely, and I'll take that all on myself. I apologize, but yeah, that is my view. So, I totally apologize if that offends anybody, but I don't think it's any huge big secret. But
Well,
hello?
I realize everybody has their own opinion of things, but some things we cannot say on local radio because it creates some sort of drawback.
No,
so again,
absolutely. I take that as my full opinion, so I apologize. So
thanks.
It's only my opinion.
Well, how do you see, we've got a couple of minutes left in the show, how do you see this coronavirus playing out in the end? Do you think it's going to all be forgotten, or it's going to sort of like slowly, there's going to be a vaccine found, all of a sudden everybody's going to get cured? How do you see this coronavirus playing out in the end game?
I see it playing out as it's going to get maybe a little more intense and go for another 4 to 8 weeks, and then it's going to be forgotten. I think that's really my feeling. I think it's going to be like the SARS or the Zika virus, where it has its moment in the sunshine in order to do it, affect economies and stuff like that. But once that level is achieved, it's going to evaporate into nothing like the other viruses as well. So that's just my feeling. I could totally be wrong. I still say take precautions. If you are feeling sick, don't pull the old I'm a trooper and I'm going to go to work. Stay home. Recover, you'll be fine, and that's kind of how I see the whole virus thing playing out.
Well, thanks a lot, Fletcher. It's been a most interesting show, and we could have talked more, but our time is up, and we hope to keep you on as resident conspiracy hunter of Cosmic Horizons Radio and really disclose a lot of the information that the mainstream media really isn't telling you.
All right, thank you. Thanks, James. Okay. We'll talk to you again.
Absolutely. We'll have you on another edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio. Thank you very much, Fletcher.
You're welcome, James. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Cosmic Horizons Show, streaming live to the world and beyond, only on blogtalkradio.com. Thanks a lot for tuning in.